those little tiny ears.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And you say it pops better than the other kinds?
I think it does. It's little tiny grains, you see, in that white all out, that little tiny red in the center there. And it's tender. It's just as brittle as it could be.
Let's try some.
They're good. It's good.
How about different berries that you
Yeah, blackberries and strawberries. We've got a bunch of strawberries out here and then one back in the back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we enjoy it. And grapes. We don't care too much about grapes now, but I let my vines go down. I've got some just to eat. And then I ordered some, three different kinds, the white and the pink. I forgot the names of them, but the Concord is the one that's more, that we use more than anything else. But we didn't, neither one of us care for the grape juice, so I told her it wasn't worthwhile. No, and blackberries, that's our favorite. And we've got fruit trees too, apples and peaches and things like that.
What kind of peaches do you want?
Well, this little tree out here by the house is one that's planted, you know, seedling, and it has a great big peach. And I made peach pickle off of it and preserves this last year. And the Belle of Georgia, and the other one is, what is that? Anyway, they're young trees, and I've ordered some more set out from Stark's apple trees and things like that. Mm-hmm. They'll come. I told them either in the fall time or spring, whichever is better. So I guess they were going to make it springtime because they haven't come in. And mm-hmm. I got a check back here not long ago that I'd sent more than I was supposed to. And so I know by that they're going to send them in the springtime. So,
did you ever hear of an Indian peach?
Yes, I had some. Had clear seed. Got a tree of it right down here now.
That's a clear seed.
Freestone.
I see.
Yeah, we've always had that. And then I got a little old tiny, I don't know, but it's a delicious little, it's not too big, but it's a freestone and makes delicious ice cream.
Mm.
And it bears is ripe. Long back the third Sunday in July,
mm-hmm.
and they're delicious.
Is the Indian peach the same as a plum peach, or?
Well, the ones we used to have was a plum peach, but now this one out here, and why it was, now my brother that was a dentist was very interested in it because he had never seen freestone Indian peach, and mm-hmm. so I don't know why it, I don't know how come it to be here, anything about it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it has been all that tree's life.
If I understand it right, the Indian peach is best for preserving?
Yes, it's good. Yeah, real good. Mm-hmm. Yes, we used to make them. When we was kids, they had a big orchard. That was one thing that Mother had was plenty of fruit. And we enjoyed it. And the apples would be from June apples clear on into wintertime. They had one they called the old sheep nose apple. And it'd hang on after freezing. And we just enjoyed them. They was kind of a rusty coat looking apple. But they were really good. Of course, the old orchards all played out, and Mother had replanted it and done about, and Dad. But after Dave has been down there, he's added a few trees to it. They die out. And then we have pecan trees too. We've got all kind of pecan trees around. Well, all these around the house here are pecan trees, and they've been planted since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of them. They're seedling. When they's building this 79 highway, well, there's a man that came from Louisiana and was working on it, and he stayed at John Upchurch's up on the highway, and John had two or three sisters, and he liked one of them, and so he stayed out there, you know, quite a bit. So he gave her mother.